We have a really special guest here with Gary Luttrell, who is a Medal of Honor winner. So just so humbled that those guys would be here with us today. So thank you for your patience and waiting so we could connect with them. Why don't we open up with some questions regarding practice today, and we'll get started moving forward.
You continue to shuffle on the offensive line. Are you starting to get any sense of more comfortability with certain things?
I think so. And so today we moved Chester around a little bit to see where he was at, and we tried some other things at center. So Person's been a swing guard in center and put Stone over to guard. So, yeah, that's what this week's for. We're right back into camp mode, right back into fundamentals. We're leaving the game until the game, and so right now we're right back into camp mode. That was good, you know, practice today in terms of the competing, the attitude, the effort to go for it. But, yeah, we're going to continue to roll with that, you know, for the next few days.
Coach Ulbrich mentioned that Durant could be the rock of this defense. What about his game makes that possible?
I think really, well, there's two parts of it. Well, Jeff's probably describing that, I would guess. One, on the field, I think it's that speed and quickness that we feel from him at linebacker, not just as a blitzer, but not just in coverage, but the outside plays, the screens where he can just close. And then the other part of it is his mental makeup, you know. He's got all the leadership, all the toughness that you want in a teammate. And when I think about, you know, being a great teammate, he's one of the guys that I think about. So that, I think it's probably the combination of those together.
Dan, with all the changes on the offensive line and the scheme, how long do you expect them to get it? Will it take a while, or?
You know what? I'm not putting any expectations on how long or when we'll be just fully at strength. The process now is like, can we play at our best? So the communication is for sure important, but we're still in that evaluation part to see which guys can do the unique thing. So once we get to that part, the communication's good, and I know when we get even closer, it'll be even better.
Are they getting it now? I mean, so
yes.
Far?
Yeah, there are for sure. And it's that part. There's been real improvement as we're going through it. Coach, what you got?
Coach, Devin was out today.
Yes. So he had a toe that was bothering him. We anticipate him being back either tomorrow or probably at the latest the following day. So a short-term, toe for him.
And what were the situations today that we
saw? Yeah, you guys saw. So good. For the first one we did was a first and 10 competition, offense, defense. And really what we're trying to get is, can the offense get 4 yards on that first down or not? So that's one-on-one. Then we had a team pass where we kind of featured first down, second down, third down to kind of get the pass game going. And then we finished today with a move the ball in the red zone where it was just, let's spot the ball at the 25-yard line and go to work.
How's the playbook doing with the guys, and any concerns so far?
None yet. Our last install that we'll go through, so installs are basically each night we put in a section of plays. So that last portion of that goes in tonight. And then for the rest of camp, it's let's find in the things that we do really well. And so important one tonight to finish up, and then we'll start picking from those. So now you go back through, imagine the second and third time you go through a play. Okay, I know that concept. I really like that.
Coach, what do you like? So,
go ahead. What should the fans expect Friday night? What kind of intensity should they expect Friday night?
Well, I'd hope when we leave, you say, man, do these guys play hard. And I hope that's the first thing that jumps out. I hope when the fans watch us play, they say these guys are trying to out-hit people, and they know how to finish, you know. And that just doesn't happen, you know, at the end of the game. That's plays and series and, you know, straining for guys. So I hope that effort, that mindset comes out. I want us to play really fast and really physical.
From an offensive perspective, what have you liked or what have you seen from the red zone work so far?
Yeah, I think, number one, it's the balance and the run-pass stuff, you know, where you can't just load up in the box and we'll throw it outside. It's the, you know, the different level routes. Those are the things that have been causing, you know, defensively so much trouble. So there's another good session of that today. I think between the first group and the third group, they scored. The second group stopped them. So I love that competition, Vaughn, where it goes back and forth. Where got this series, defense got them back, third's won again. So I think that's how we get better, man, and keep battling, keep going for it. Don't back off one another. Like, at the end of the day, it's you and me competing against each other, see how good we can get.
Should a guy like Julio make it a lot easier in the red zone?
Yeah, he's a featured guy for sure. Red zone, let's see, third down, 2 minute, first down. Yeah, so he's such a unique player, isn't he? And it's the explosion, his length, the size. It's kind of that rare combination where you have speed. Like, some of the big guys aren't as fast, and, you know, some of the big guys aren't as explosive. Well, he happens to be, so that's why he's such a unique guy for us.
Dan, I mentioned on Friday you don't have a game plan, but you probably have a set of things that you want to see done as far as plays that are
yes.
Run and, you know, the installs that you're putting in, you
right.
Want to see them come to effect. How big is that for these guys?
It's going to be pretty small in terms of the amount of plays, you know, that we'll go into the game with. The main thing is, like, how good can we get at our fundamentals? You know, like, how on it can we be? Like, it's really hard, you know, this is our first time tackling. So, like, I can't wait to see us do that. On the line of scrimmage, can we see, like, can we come off the ball? Like, those are, like, in general, the challenges. And then as the plays go, you know, can we feature our wide zone? Can we feature our keepers? Like, those are the things that we'll emphasize.
Dan, looking at the Falcons, the last couple of years have had a hard time in the red zone offensively. From a defensive standpoint, did you point out some things after you broke down film of last season, maybe to Matt, and say, look, maybe defensively these guys were doing this too?
We didn't go through that as much as we did at this point, putting in the style of how we want to go attack offensively in the red zone, because where Kyle's scheme is different, than what Dirk and the guys ran. So that part of right now, here's it. And then you're exactly right, though, like how can I help? These are just some things defensively that teams are going to do, because the style does change defensively as it gets down closer. So those are the ways that I'm trying to help from an offensive side. Hey, this is what this guy's being told to do defensively. And that way, from some of the rules, that I can help, with the quarterbacks and with the offense in general.
Yeah, because he's got, getting to the 20-yard line hadn't been the problem.
He's such a unique competitor. It's like, when he came back in this morning, he had a whole bunch of stuff, this is what I like, he's already ready to keep challenging and keep going. So he loves to move the ball portions, where it's not scripted and it's going, where he has to think and go. He's really on it. And that part of Matt's game, you can see, I'm wanting to go more and keep going and keep pushing. And then that, in turn, is pushing the guys in the D2.
Coach,
have
you felt like sitting up in practice?
No, heck no. I think about it, but I would know better. So, but I'm having a blast with the guys. The competitiveness, the togetherness that they're creating, how close they can get. I'm starting to feel that, and that's when we'll be at our best, when this team can get tight. Do you have another one over here?
With all that you're having to do, are you able to kind of suck this in and enjoy it a little bit?
Absolutely, I am. There's no doubt. And the guys work, and that's for the players too. Like, man, you're putting so much into it. Have a blast doing it. We don't get any second chance at this, so let's not hold back. Don't be anxious about anything. Let's let it rip. All right, thank you.